Women today have a very special mission. That mission is to bring the society through these difficult times to a new era of equality, where men and women shall stand side by side. There will be no dominance of men and no dominance of women, but an integrated society. But today, humanity stands upon the brink of destruction. Today, the very earth upon which human beings have evolved and live is threatened and begins to destabilize due to the overly aggressive actions of human beings and the attitude that the world around is for their use and exploitation. These are the result of the dominance of the masculine psyche over the feminine psyche. That psyche is associated with aggression and territorialism, with the acquisition of land and valuables to protect the family, the women, the community. But it is a matter of dominance over the world around. The feminine psyche is more prone to communion and connectedness and less prone to dominance. The world today suffers from this psychology of dominance and territorialism. Out of it has come wars and the exploitation of the natural world and other species. This has led to the situation today in which the world is destabilized, in which the environment is polluted and becoming toxic to human life and all animal life. This destruction, this extreme of dominance, and the sense that the attitude that the world is there to exploit has led to the situation today in which humanity stands on the brink of self-destruction. It is the rise of the feminine in the human psyche, the change in the fundamental attitude towards the world and life around, that it is not there for use and exploitation, but it is to be preserved. The world around you and the other living beings upon this planet are to be preserved and not to be exploited. So this is a fundamental change in the psyche of human beings that needs to take place. The masculine psyche is more aggressive and territorial and dominant. The feminine psyche is there to preserve the life of the children, of those around. It is for the preservation of life. And so the feminine psyche needs to be activated in both men and women. And the rise of female leaders who do not merely lead from the masculine psychology, but bring the feminine psychology of preservation to the front, along with male leaders who bring the same psychology in themselves, the feminine psychology, to the front, will change the world, will save humanity and life as you know it. This will be preserved only by the rise of the feminine psychology. And so, women taking their place in the world, women standing up in the face of these threats to life upon this earth is essential. Ask yourself, each of you, what you can do to preserve the world, to preserve life, to preserve living beings. It may be very simple. It may be very great. It doesn't matter. Any action, however small, is important. Inspiring others, writing, talking to friends. Just think in your life what you can do, what contribution you can make. Bringing other women to awareness of their potential. Their connection to the divine feminine. This aids the world at this stage. There is a shift taking place, a change. This is a time of dramatic change. And the healing and nurturing power of the feminine is needed now. All right. Namaskar. Namaskar.